Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749. You can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Kiss. I agree today. We're excited. LA, welcome to the hottest show. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. We have a special treat for you guys. We got a special guest in the house. I'm pumped. I'm excited. He is moving throughout California. He's working hard in the community. I would say also a scholar at the age of 12. So I'm excited and pumped to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Mr. Anthony Gill. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you, Ms. Nikki Rich. I'm glad to be here.
We're so excited to have you here tonight. I say welcome. I've been following your movement, and I also got a chance to interview you live on the red carpet at B. Mike Robb's event, so that was pretty amazing.
It was really amazing to meet you also at that
time. Yes. Now, tell us a little bit about Anthony Gill.
Well, I'm an inspirational motivation speaker. I'm 12 years old. I have my international school tour where I travel to Central America, Belize City, where I speak to the youths about the importance of staying in school and the issues of bullying.
I think that is awesome because you have so many young people out here. And just to have you in the community, not only in California, but traveling from out of the country to Belize, and they're seeing that, hey, we got Anthony Gill. He's a 12-year-old. He's working, and he's inspiring us. You're inspiring people globally and not just in the U.S.
Well,
and I think that is so great. Yes, and I definitely want to tell everybody that you have so much going on. I know you just recently had a really huge event where you had a lot of performers come out, and you had the red carpet premiere, and you also had so many. I know JM Music, she came out. I know B. Mike Robb. Tell us a little bit about your event over the summer that you recently had.
Well, it was a benefit event to gain backpacks and school supplies for the underprivileged youth in Belize. And I wanted to do it so that I can not only give back but help those who cannot afford things, cannot afford school supplies in Belize because there's a lot of poverty. So I just wanted to do that event. And I was glad that all the sponsors came, and we had a good time. And I just want to give a shout-out to the sponsors that were there and the artists who performed.
I think that is great. I tell you, giving back, that is really huge right now. I mean, we gain so much more when we give back, and it's important for us to give back, especially when you – I tell you, you are inspiring so many artists, so many students, people out there. I mean, you are really the face, you know, out there. And I just follow your movement. I got a chance to talk to your mom, and I told her, I say, I know everything about Anthony Gill. So I think that was pretty amazing, you know, just to follow your movement alone. I know you got sponsorship as well. Velato Footwear. tell us a little bit about how you came about that and what that experience was like.
When I was managed by B-Mike Rob, I was at Blazes Stage in Venice Beach, and he wanted me to talk to Hector, which is the manager of Vlado in Hollywood, I think. Yeah. And so when I met him, right away we made a connection, and he talked to my mom, and a lot of things happened, and the effect of that was Vlado became my official sponsor for my school tour. This school tour.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Just the meeting of the minds, just that meeting. And look now, and I know you also recently had a photo shoot with Vlado as well. Tell us about that.
It was a really fun experience to be at Vlado having a photo shoot with using their shoes to put on my banner. It was the experience of being there that helped me understand what being an artist is really about and how I can accomplish more things when I do my speeches.
So you're getting educated along the way, too. So I like that. That is pretty awesome. I tell you, you know, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of everything you got going on. I know it's a lot of people that are out here, they're striving and they're achieving. But you are doing the same, and you're also succeeding at the same time. It's like you're being successful. You are being like a voice for those others, the students as well, because I know that you not only have your own going on, all your own events and everything, but you're also helping others through your bullying campaign as well. You have a bullying campaign, and you're the voice. So tell us how that got started.
Well, it started when I was in school, and I was bullied by one of my friends, and I decided to tell the youth and the other people that bullying is not a good thing to do, and how it affects the people that you bully and the people who are bullied. And I met two firemen at the MLK parade, and they, as youth, they were also bullied. And right away, like as Vlado, we made a strong connection, and now they're two of my partners. We have this program called Bully Free LA, and where we go around LA talking to the schools about the importance of not being a bully and the issues of bullying.
Well, I am so glad that you told me about the Bully Free LA, because I tell you, last year, around this exact same time, myself and my co-host, we came up with a teen bullying campaign here at the Nikki Rich Show. And I think that would be also great to have you come back during our teen bullying campaign, because we're starting that back up as well. So it would be great to have you on air. We had several different artists, teens. We even had celebrities to call in and give us their feedback on bullying, all the different types of bullying. And it was pretty amazing. We had the Wayans call in. Mr. King, the manager, he is B.B. King's grandson. It was just a lot of people, and I think that would be great to get you back on there, and let's discuss more about bullying.
I would definitely want to come on the air and talk about issues of bullying with you. It would be a great experience for me and for your viewers to listen to.
And you know what, Anthony, what I truly, truly admire about you, you're so young. And I was telling your mom, I said, you're so young, but you are so talented, educated, and you are making it happen at the age of 12. I don't know if people know this, but you're in the eighth grade. You are a scholar in the eighth grade and 12 years old. And it just amazes me. And I'm just so blessed to be interviewing you here today because, I mean, it's just such an honor.
I just want to say thank you, and I owe it to my mom and my family for pushing me to my limit and making me strive and achieve more than I would have if they were a normal family who just lets you do everything by yourself.
Yes, and not only just you, but you have a it's in your blood because you have a talented family. I know. You have so much talent in your family, so I think that's great.
Yeah, my godfather, Arlen Escarpeta, he's an actor. He has acted in many movies, American Dreams, Doughboys, Friday the 13th, Final Destination 5, and now he's going to be Bobby Brown in the new movie.
Yes, I saw that. So that's your, oh my goodness, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. And he's in the headlines right now.
And he's also in the movie Extant with Miss Halle Berry.
Wow. Well, I tell you, that's pretty amazing. And like I said, it's already in your blood. It's there. It's talent. The family is so talented. And I'm just so excited for you, excited for your family, everybody just growing together as one, accomplishing so much this year, 2014. And we're just so excited to have you here today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Ms. Enchirich, before I go, I would like to give a shout-out to all my sponsors for this year's school tour. I would like to give a shout-out to Vada Footwear, Think Big Films, Quadrilette Photography, Best Western Belize Biltmore Plaza, B. Mike Rob Management, Half-Breed Clothing, Concerned Belizeans, Villains LA, VAC Productions, Anxious Minds Publishing, Elaine Sweet Desires, Dr. Navarro's Dental Office, and Bully Free LA.
Bully Free LA. Thank you so much. Now, in case anybody wanted to contact you and learn more about you, where could they find you at?
Well, they can first go on my website at IamAnthonyG.com. They could find me on Facebook as Anthony Gill. They could follow me on Twitter as IamAnthonyG1. And they can follow me on Instagram at IamAnthonyG. And you I have a new website for my international school tour, thevoiceoftheyouth.com.
Well, I tell you, Anthony, thank you for joining us today. I'm here at the Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show team. We're so excited to have you here. We're so excited about your movement, and we are pumped about what's to come with Anthony Gill. So thank you so much, Anthony Gill, for being a part and being our guest at the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you, Miss Nikki Rich.
Thank you so much.
they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong? Thinking that we could be something for real. Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? But that's just
trying to reach the things that I can't see. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet.
If not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work.
All right. Shout out to Cassidy showing love. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We live. We got new hosts tonight. We're excited. We want everybody to call in 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Much love to all the hosts that will be calling in. We have new segments. It's official. We have officially 8 segments going on here at the Nikki Rich Show Network. Now, to all the listeners out there, if you are tuned in via social media, via computer, via online, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show, and you will see that we are in the chat room. We're live right now. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. My phone lines are buzzing right now. Much love to everybody. I want to go to the phone lines. I know we got one of our segment hosts on right now. I'm excited to talk with her. She is doing major, major things in North Carolina. So shout out to North Carolina and the North Carolina fam. Much love. But with no further ado, I would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Nicole Banks, a.k.a. Empress Nick. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hey. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
I'm great. It's just been an amazing day. And I'm just excited for the movement. We're growing, we're expanding, and we're excited to have you a part of it.
I'm happy to be here. I'm very, very, very excited. I'm very excited to be a part of the show. I'm very excited to, you know, have my own segment to get people inspired and empowered, and I'm on board. I'm very, very excited.
Most definitely. And I do want to tell everybody that you have been with me from day one in North Carolina, so you know about the Nikki Rich Show. You know everything from the beginning to now, just
right.
Events and all. So we've worked together for a while now, and it's really official that we are, you know, partners now. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
it's
about time.
Yes. And you've really been working hard, striving, achieving. And I always tell everybody, it's all about consistency, and you have to be consistent. And you have been. You have been
right.
Consistent the whole time.
Right, I've tried. Yes, I've grown. I've grown a lot, Nikki, since she's gone. Since you left Charlotte, I've actually really, really grown a lot.
And that's good. You know, we have to also push ourselves, too. You know, if you want something, you got to go get it. And that's what you did even before I left. Charlotte, I know you were moving into your own building with
right.
other partners as well. So that was that start.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of Miss Empress Nick, tell us a little bit about you. I know we have not only a personal conversation, but just tell us a little bit about you.
Well, yes, my name is Nicole Banks. I go by Empress Nick on social media, and also, you know, just the events and everything that I host. And what I do is I'm an event coordinator, and I work with a women's network by the name of Let's Talk Women's Network. And what we like to do is, you know, spotlight women empowerment, business entrepreneurs, people that are trying to find their passion, also in the meantime, trying to discover their purpose. A lot of people are kind of just, you know, busy day-to-day, working jobs or doing things, and they're not necessarily passionate about it. So I found my passion recently in inspiring other women to find their passion and also in event planning. So that's what I've been doing. I've been hosting brunches for the past summer, which has been really, really good. We've made a lot of connections. I've been networking with a lot of women here in Charlotte. So it's been really, really good, and just trying to grow my brand and grow the movement.
And how does it feel to find that niche, you know, when you work in, and you know you're working towards something, but you don't know actually what it's for. But when you find it, how does that feel?
It was great. It's really, really, really empowering. That's what I try to tell people. It's almost like a weight has been lifted from you and you kind of just start seeing things differently and more clearly. When you focus on, you know, something, you can kind of just see things more clearly. And when you are doing something that you're actually really, really passionate about, it consumes you. You know, it's like it's all you think about. It's all you plan on. It's all you work on, you know, but you love it because it's something that you're really, really excited about. And like I said, I had no idea. I wasn't necessarily an event planner or anything like that. But what happened was my cousin was hosting some events here during CIAA, and, you know, I just volunteered. And she was hosting a women's expo. And, you know, just seeing the women there and seeing how they were encouraged and they left feeling, you know, passionate and empowered, it changed me, you know, and I decided right then and there that's what I wanted to do.
And, you know, too, I love it because you are one to just keep it real. You know, you ask questions. You if it's anything that you need to know, you ask it. And, you know, sometimes we get to where we're afraid to ask questions. We're afraid to just move forward and everything. And you, to me, just watching you grow, you took it step by step by step. You didn't rush anything.
Yes, I did, and I actually have a lot of help. And what I've learned in the past 2 years, and it's actually something that I learned originally from you and saw the importance of it, was networking. You know, not one person has all the answers to anything, and you are able to move up the ladder and you're able to grow bigger and bigger when you network with other people. And maybe you don't have the answer to this, but maybe this person does, and they can help you and they can be a resource to you. And that's actually what, you know, I want to do. I don't have all the answers, but maybe I can, you know, get you in touch with someone else that does, someone that can help you and take you to the next level. So I really just want to be a resource and ignite passions in people.
That is real. And that's what we're here for. And we're also doing it together. Everybody's doing
right.
It together. That's the key thing. Sometimes we get to where we want to be the best or number one. We all are the best. We all here for
right.
a reason. You know? We
exactly,
all have a purpose
exactly.
and a plan. So you know we all going to be the best. But
exactly.
It helps and it's more fun. When you work together,
right.
together, it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
And you can accomplish a lot more. So I'm just excited about the new segment. I tell you, you know, it's going to be great because we need that empowerment. Sometimes, you know, you might be down and you might need that encouragement to continue
yeah.
on because every day ain't easy.
No, it's not. It's not. And especially for women, like, we have so many things that we're trying to do. You know, we may be trying to start a business, but we're also wives, mothers, you know, friends. We have a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, people say that women kind of don't stick together. But what I've found in doing this is that, you know, we can network, we can work together, we can uplift each other and build each other up and get to those goals faster. I mean, who doesn't want to get to your goals faster, you know? I think one of the keys to that is actually networking and working with other people.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to piggyback on what you said earlier when you was talking about when you found your niche, you know, you see things differently. And
right.
me personally, when I started the Nikki Rich Show, I never knew it would be as big as it is right now. But when I found that niche, I was, like, just blown away. I felt like,
yeah.
you know, it's amazing because the niche is that not only you doing what you love, but putting God first. So that's the thing. And I saw clear because God was ordering my steps. It wasn't Nikki or Nicole. God was ordering
right.
my steps. That's
right.
what made my vision even clearer. And when he did that, I'm like, I saw the world, I saw everything differently. It was positive movement because I was just telling people yesterday that to just sit on the phone, just hear my friends, just talk about their issues, talk about their problems, mm-hmm. and it was just normal.
mm-hmm.
You know, and that was before I, you know, made those changes in my life. Because if you want
right.
change, you have to, you know, make the changes within you. And
I
let that in my life because it was something I probably was dealing with. You know, I'm sitting on the phone listening mm-hmm. to other people. But when I started what I love, you know, I made changes in my life, those things. You know, I meet people now that are encouraging, that's positive. I haven't had to deal with things like that in 3 years since I started. So it's different realm. That's how you see things differently. You know, I see
mm-hmm.
life differently. You know, it's not good just to hear negativity, you know, daily and different things like that. You got to be empowered, encouragement. I mean, just people, even on social media, I have positive people in my life surrounding, and this is what helps you to move forward in what you want to do.
I agree. I agree with you 100%.
And it's crazy. It just be little things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, we need that here at the Nikki Rich Show, and I'm glad we have it. And with you, it's going to be amazing. We know that Nicole, Miss Empress Nick, she will be on Tuesday night at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 5:15 Pacific Standard Time. Now, tell us, what inspired you to even reach out to just want to be a part of a radio show? Because sometimes, you know, people think personality, they think it's just all about radio, but it's not.
Right.
I know it's your passion. So what got you into radio?
Well, actually, it's something that me and a friend of mine have been talking about for a while now, but it's
mm-hmm.
one of those things where you think about it, but you don't really act on it. And
yes.
personally, I'm trying to challenge myself to do things out of the ordinary for myself because
mm-hmm.
I'm actually I tell this story all the time, but I'm actually a very shy person. And I'm actually a type of person that doesn't, you know, I'm not really outgoing. I'm very friendly and personable, but I'm not necessarily outgoing. So I thought to myself, wow, what's something that I can do, you know, to reach people, to give the same message that I do with my brunches, but on a bigger level, on a bigger scale. And so I thought about, hey, radio, why not? You know, I don't necessarily have to be in the spotlight, but I can still spotlight other people. And that's mainly what I want to do. I want my show, Empress Talking with Empress Nick, to be a platform for people to come on and, you know, just talk about their journey, their passion, their experience, their business, their entrepreneurship, whatever book that they're trying to write. And maybe, you know, they just kind of need that push, or they got that push and now they want to share their story with other people. So I just figured radio would be, you know, the best way to reach a whole lot of different people.
And it is. It really is. And the thing about the Nikki Rich Show and our segment host is they're doing what they love. It's
mm-hmm.
about what they want to do, you know. So that's
right.
the thing. It's not about anything else. It's their passion. Everybody has a segment, a different segment, and it's on what they are already doing. We're here
right.
to enhance and grow as individuals, you know. It doesn't stop here. We're going to continue on, and we're going to have different branches. And it's going to be TV, other TV stations, you know. It's amazing because I'm going to tell you, my vision is so big right now with the host, and I just see so much because
right.
it was just so clear to me. I was like, okay, July the 7th, we're going to release it. We're going to release our first, you know, set of hosts, and then, you know, we're going to keep going, and we're going to release our next set of hosts because it's all about building and growing and expanding. And just alone, we are all powerful people. Alone, we're independent,
right.
powerful, but yet we're coming together to be successful as one.
And that can only be good. That can only be a good thing. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of the family, the part of the movement. I'm really excited.
Now, in case anybody wanted to learn more about you and where they could find you, where could they go to?
Okay, well, my social media, you can find me at Empress Nick on Instagram and also at on Twitter.
Well, Empress Nick, it's been such a pleasure talking with you tonight. I'm looking forward to that first show next week, next Tuesday at 8:15. And I know you are ready, so ready, and we got so much in store with talking with Empress Nick. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. So Empress Nick, we look forward to it. And, you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live out in Los Angeles, California. To the listeners out there, you can follow myself at Miss Nicki Rich on Twitter, at Miss Nicki Rich, and that's spelled MSNIKKIRICH. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Nicki Rich as well. You can like our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NickiRichShow. And tonight, a truly amazing night, I tell you. First half of the show, we had featured guest Anthony Gill, 12-year-old scholar, also has going on a bullying campaign. We're excited, Bully Free LA, as well as we just talked with Miss Empress Nick, Nicole Banks, of Talking with Empress Nick. And now I'm excited to introduce Miss Sawyer Brock, which is Getting Bodied with Sawyer. So with no further ado, we would like to welcome our new segment host. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show.
Thank you. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. I'm excited for you.
Yes,
it's been an amazing week. Yes.
Yes, it has.
Now, tell everybody a little bit about you, and then we're going to get into the segment.
Okay. Well, my name is Toya, and I'm out here in ATL, Georgia, and I am the owner and founder of Sensual Elegance Body. I am also a sponsor of the Nikki Rich Show, and now I have my own segment, so definitely excited about that.
Excellent, and I tell you, I cannot wait to tell everybody the other day, but I'm excited for you even more because not only are you a sponsor, you have your own segment now, but you just recently got an endorsement all the way in Hollywood.
Yes, Miss Gwen. Yes, Miss Gwen Bolden Smith. She is one of the hottest Hollywood fitness gurus that's out right now. If anybody watches Hollywood Exes and more, all the ladies on there who, you know, bodies are absolutely amazing, she definitely is the reason for that. And she reached out to me on Facebook, and I just couldn't believe it, and I was just super excited.
That is amazing, and I love that you guys connected. Your networking is all about it. That's why I tell people it's all about that network and know your network as well.
Definitely.
All the way from Atlanta, Georgia to Hollywood, and your product has been in L.A. for a while. Now, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, even before I, you know, got onto the Nikki Rich Show and being a sponsor, a lot of my customers were already in L.A. It was already a big base out there, so it was only right to just go ahead and connect and to be able to have my product and, you know, my name really be out there in Los Angeles. So definitely shout out to anybody in California who has ordered from me. Definitely shout out to you guys. So I, you know, really wanted to push it that way. But since, you know, we did connect, as far as with the Nikki Rich Show, definitely everything that you've done, vending, sending items, you know, out there, sponsoring the BET Awards and the commercials and all of that, was always next year. So definitely was excited about being able to do all of that. And then the live taping, you know, that you had and being able to vend there and a lot of the different actresses and things like that who were at my venues, I really appreciated that.
Yes, and I tell you, it's all about investing in yourself. You just never know what will happen. It's like you put something out there and you never know how it's going to come back.
Exactly. And I love networking. I always network with a lot of different people. You know, I was able to, you know, sponsor different things, be in different magazines. I put everything up on my website. I was able to sponsor the April Raw Show this year at the Stellar Awards. So I had a commercial up and, you know, my banner and things like that that ran through the Stellar Awards and the red carpet. So I was very excited to, you know, do that and help April Ross out. She's a very amazing person that does a lot of big things here in Atlanta. So was excited to do that. I have, you know, a few reality TV stars that I've dealt with. I've dealt with Red, who was actually on the season 12 of the Bad Girls Club. She wears my product. Also assisted with Nefertiti Pugh, which is Keisha Cole's sister. She also wore my products as well. And a couple of the reality shows that they've been pushing, she had my products on. So a lot of those different things, different, like I said, magazine ads. I've been on B100 Radio. I was able to do an interview there, which is, you know, here in Atlanta, owned by Waka Flocka's mom is Deb. Everybody knows who she is. So I was on there as well, and I was excited to do all of that, and definitely a lot of more things to come.
And now you have your own, very own segment here at the Nikki Rich Show Network.
Yes, so I'm excited about that. I wanted to be able to do, you know, more radio, and we discussed it when I had contacted you and reached out about being a part of the show and being a sponsor, and the segment is what my next thing was. I didn't think it was going to happen this soon, but what better, you know, time to do it now and to do it with you. You know, you're definitely growing. I've definitely watched you through the years since we actually met up on Twitter. So that's how I found out about the Nikki Rich Show. But definitely, you know, happy for you and your success, and it's just a great team to be a part of.
And what I tell everybody, if I'm a part of something, you're a part of something. If we have sponsors, you have sponsors. It's a team effort. We're here working together as one. And that's the thing about it here at your show. And that's why I'm doing this. Like I say, the whole theme of the Nikki Rich Show is succeeding as we help others build brands. Just along with the host, we're helping to build brands. That's the
right
thing.
Right.
Not
and
only
then
with
that's
the
host.
I was going to say not only with the host, but also with our guests, with our listeners. We're just spreading the word, and what more better way to do it with your team so they can understand how we're building these brands, so everybody can know, oh, hey, her team, you know, that we started together building this, and look at it now.
Right. Right, exactly. Exactly. It's definitely what I am doing with my own business, even though what I do, you know, is sell waist trainers, which is one of the hottest things that's out right now, but it's kind of in a different approach the way that I'm doing it. And with my company name being Sensual Elegance Body, it's a body as a whole, not just pushing the product, the waist trainers, but definitely getting women aware of, and even men as well, you know, about being healthy and getting active and, you know, just the overall movement and, you know, different detoxes you can do and things like that, you know, just to prolong life, just to be lifetime fine. Some people, you know, hashtag the summertime fine. We want to be lifetime fine. You know, we want to try to be here as long as we can, and that's basically what the whole body portion is about, and people will learn that throughout each one of my segments. We'll talk about different things. People can, you know, find out what waist training really is, kind of smash a lot of the myths because it is different from an actual corset, and to be able to talk about weight loss journeys and different tips and, you know, workout challenges, things that you can do, you know, at home, and that's pretty much what I'm bringing forward. I actually am in the process of, you know, working on some other things and expanding the brand, you know, some different items that will, you know, help towards, you know, people wanting to get out and exercise and things like that. So you'll be seeing that within the next week on my website. And that's definitely what I'm trying to do. So the show, it'll be something different, you know, each week. We'll have a different topic, you know, that we can, you know, talk about and get some guests on and, you know, get some callers in and, you know, want to talk about maybe what their journey is or if they have anything that's, you know, towards the topic.
And that is great. That is great. That's what it's all about here at the Nikki Rich Show. Get those guests.
Right.
That's exciting. It's exciting. And I know you work so hard in everything you do, and you not only are working toward your own goals, but along the way, you promote others, you promote radio shows, you promote other businesses, and so forth. I can go on and on. But the whole point
yes.
is you're not just doing it for you. You're helping others along the way.
Yes. And that's what it's all about with, you know, people having small businesses. You know, it's very easy to, you know, buy something from, you know, or support a large name. They're large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're already there. So it's a lot of small, you know, businesses, entrepreneurs like myself who, you know, really do it for the long haul. And, of course, would love to be, you know, a household name, but definitely I want to be a meaning behind it and not a gimmick. So I do promote a lot of people on all of my social, you know, pages, and it's all about support, who supports you. If people, you know, repost or tag me or, you know, whatever, I do the same, you know, to try to get people out there, not asking anything for it, you know, but that's what it's about. A lot of small businesses, that's how, you know, we get the names out there and get people, you know, to want to get an interest or, you know, to whatever it is it you're doing, because we all want to grow, and the only way we can grow is for each other. We have to help each other grow.
And you just never know who's watching, who's sharing, until somebody lets you know. You just never
right.
know. And just from our experience, you know, I'm going to tell you, I just never know who is doing what. And it's exciting to just see God just move. You know, he's saying, okay, here you go, here you go, here you go. And
right.
connecting different people. And just to know that you haven't even gotten on the radio yet and you had an endorsement.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yes,
because
I was definitely super excited about that.
And I tell people, the reason why I was just blown away, because I know the hard work you put in. Because
right.
I tell people, you can pay me to promote you, but you also have to put work in as well. And not only do you do that, you go over and beyond. You go over and
yes.
beyond. And people see that. They see that.
Yes.
And if they see that, they want to know, who is Soya? Who is this
right.
lady?
Yes, know? And I tell people all the time, I'm definitely a movement, you know, by myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I believe in what it is that I do. I know what it is that I want to do, what I'm trying to do, what my overall, you know, vision was and my goal is. And so I work towards that. And that's all I can do. You know, that's really all that I can do is just keep moving forward, doing what it is that I do. I'm definitely global. So I have a lot of women over in the UK, Canada, you know, Mexico. I have a lot of international customers. So I'm on an ultimate grind with, you know, emails and inboxes and, you know, comments and, you know, dealing with a lot of, you know, different people. Sometimes I don't get sleep because we're all in different time zones, and that's okay. Some women don't even buy anything from me, but they have questions, you know, weight loss questions and, you know, how can you help me? So, you know, I do a lot of that, and those are the things that I want to talk about in upcoming shows. You may not want my product, but there may be, you know, some things that I've used or someone else, another, you know, customer or caller, you know, who may use something that may benefit you. And I don't push anything I haven't used that I, you know for a fact that works. Definitely not a doctor, but I do know what works, and I only believe in things that are natural and healthy, you know, no gimmicks, anything like that. So I definitely do network with a lot of women, and even though, you know, they may not purchase, they tell other people about me. And then they're the ones that purchase. And I get wonderful emails like, oh, my friend or my sister told me that you were, you know, so nice and so helpful. And, you know, so I just had to come to you. It's thousands of women who sell the same products, but it's all about how you interact, you know, with the people. Some people, if you don't want to purchase, then they're really not going to be bothered with you, and that's really not what I'm about. I really want to help people. I want people to send me pictures saying, because of you, I was able to lose 10 pounds, or because of you, you know, I started going to the gym or whatever. Those are the things, that's why I'm doing it.
Exactly, and not only you are doing it, I have one as well, and it's been working. I have my waist trainer on all the time. One of my events I just recently attended with Miss Jackie Christie. I was interviewing her. I shot you that. Everything.
Yes.
That we have, everybody was like, oh, you look so nice and everything, and it was truly amazing, I tell you.
Yes, definitely. And I love Jackie Christie. I love Jackie because I like Jackie's hustle because Jackie does a lot of things, and a lot of people don't know it, that people are so into, you know, watching the reality shows and just seeing what's going on the shows, and you really honestly don't know what a lot of these women do and what, you know, these women are a part of. So I really like Jackie in that aspect, you know, as a businesswoman, being an entrepreneur and, you know, getting into her own, you know, outside of, you know, not just being, you know, a basketball wife. So that's what I really liked about Jackie. So I thought that was amazing that you were able to, you know, be with her and interview her and things like that. So that those pictures, I really love those. Those are great.
And we have so many celebrations that we can just celebrate. Just since you have sponsored the Nikki Rich Show, I tell you, not only from your endorsement, but one day just you putting up and promoting, we were trending all over Instagram.
Yes. Yes. You were on air live, and you were doing a commercial telling people about me being a sponsor, and I happened to be in the car when you were doing it, so I had to catch it on my iPad. I catched it on my iPad, and I posted it on, you know, all of my sites, and the next thing you know, that video I made was trending.
Yes, it was. Blew me away because I know I got an inbox from one of the entertainment executives, and they was like, "Did you know you were trending on Instagram?" I was like,
right.
"Oh my goodness,
and that was awesome." And when you sent it, I was like, "That's my video." Yeah, so that's definitely cool.
I just tell you, it seems like the little things that you do, but it's really not little.
Right, because you don't know. You don't know who's watching. You don't know who's watching. Mm-hmm. You don't know who's listening. You know, when you tag people and things. Like, I mean, social media can be a great thing. It can also be awful, but it can be a great thing. You know, as long as you stay forward in what it is you're using it for. So definitely I use all of my different Instagrams and my Facebooks and my Twitters. I use it, you know, for business. You know, that's really what I use it for, and try to uplift and, you know, things like that. So I am mindful of the things that I post. Even on personal pages, I'm still mindful because a lot of people find my personal pages and they follow me also on personal pages. So I'm pretty mindful, but I'm real. I'm me. I'm human. I have flaws. Everyone does. But for the most part, my mission is definitely going to be shown. You go to any of my pages, and you will see what my overall mission is.
Most definitely, and I agree with you on that end, that everybody is always watching all pages, whether it's personal or not.
Right.
They're always. Well, I tell you, it's been a pleasure having you on. Now, in case anybody wants to learn more about you and where they can find you, where could they go to?
If you want to follow my business Instagram, it is Sensual Elegance Body. That is the name of my business. But the Instagram is S as in Sam, E N as in Nancy, E L E B O D Y. And if you want to find me on Facebook, you can find my personal Facebook, which is Saoya Brock, but it will link to my Sensual Elegance Body, which is facebook.com/senelbody. I have to abbreviate it because it's really long. And want to let everyone know that if they do follow my Instagram or they do get onto my website, because the young lady read from Bad Girls Club, because she is one of my newest clients, I am having 15% off, and that is every day. So I always have a sale. It is every day. And they can use code RED, which is REDD15, to get 15% off of anything that is on my website. And the website is sensualelegancebody.bigcartel.com.
So much, Saoya Brock. I tell you, my lines are going crazy. Everybody's hitting me up. I know. It's so crazy right now. So everybody's, oh, I'm tuned in. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'm so looking forward to all of my segments. And stay tuned in. I'll be on every Tuesday night at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am very excited that I will be able to actually interview my endorser, Mrs. Gwen. So I will be able to interview her, and that is going to be super awesome.
It is. So major shout out to Gwen of bodybygwen.com. Y'all can go check that out as well. Congrats to you. Congrats to everybody out there that's moving forward with their vision and not stopping. Thank you so much, Ms. Sawyer Brock.
Thank you, Ms. Nikki Rich.
And we're going to go to Jason Derulo. We'll go feature Snoop Dogg.
Hey, yo, Jason.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans? You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Patty cake, patty cake with no hands. Got me in this club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I can make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo, your booty like two planets. Woo, go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo, whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
Cadillac, Cadillac, pop that trunk. Let's take a shot, alley-oop that dunk. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa,
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Shake it, shake it, girl.
Just a little bit of.
Little, 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 wiggle.
Shake what your mama gave you. Misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do? Taste my raindrops, cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it. Overstated, underrated. Everywhere I've been. Can you wiggle, wiggle for the D-O-double-G again?
Come on, baby.
Thank you. you pretend to be. Oh, you thought we had a chemistry? I'm just staying close to an enemy. Try something different. You know I tried something different. Cause lies are consistent. Lies, lies, lies. And men shy for commitment. So I just experiment. Sometimes I feel like the game should be played.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Just Brittany, Something Different. And right before that, you heard Jason Derulo and Wiggle featuring Snoop Dogg. We're rocking it out tonight on the Nikki Rich Show. We are now in our second half of the show. We got coming up more hosts, new segments that we're going to be talking with and talking about today. I want to tell everybody that the Nikki Rich Show, we are growing, we're expanding, we need your help. We need support, we need donations, we got equipment. We're now moving into our filming. We got some new projects I cannot release right now that we're working on and we're excited to be a part of, but I will be executive producer of this upcoming film that I'm excited about. And not only that, we're working with several brands. Right now, we're currently working with Toyota RAV4 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am the featured host, and we got coming up the exclusive interview with Marvin Ambrosius, all the way from London, which is Marsha Ambrosius' brother. He's very talented, and we're excited about him and the exclusive interview with Toyota RAV4. And I love that theme, Let's Go Places, because right now, the Nikki Rich Show, we are going places, and we're going places with you all over and throughout the world. I'm excited. We got coming up right now. I see we have our host in the building. I can't wait for you to talk to Miss Stephanie. And you might know her as Miss Kitty LaRue, Kitty's Candy. So with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Stephanie. Welcome. How are you doing? Miss Stephanie, we're going to get back to her. I know we're going to get back to her in just a second. So y'all stay tuned. Keep it locked. We're going to go to a quick commercial. We got Home Run Hitter, and this is Caviar.
Base is loaded. I'm up next. Ain't no timeouts when it's rough sex. She pitching a no-hitter, and I know that I'm gon' get her. I'm a home run hitter, hitter, hitter. A home run hitter, hitter. She love it when I'm all up in her, in her, in her. I'm a home run hitter, hitter,
hitter. I'm a home run hitter. I'm up first, she on the mound. It's going down. First day, I was at first base. Hit her on Twitter and now she in my space. Yeah. And then I stole the second. Got her in the bedroom naked. Yeah, then after the networking, I had baby networking. We both buzzing and our vision is blurred. Words slurred and then I ended up at third. Yeah, and it was time to get it on. Open them legs up and I'ma slide on home. Bass is loaded, I'm up next. Ain't no timeouts when it's rough sex. She pitching a no-hitter and I know that I'm gon' get her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 a home run hitter, hitter. She love it when I'm all up in her, in her, in her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 I'm a home run hitter. She throwing that block like a curveball. Swinging wood like a Louisville slugger dog. Trying to knock it out the park. You know me, baby, I go hard. I'm trying to do everything to fire live. I ain't say shit, man, she put it in the mouth. Dinner came at me from left field, cause he knew I was Max Brill. Yeah, so he started to hate and try to show stop and do his shit and try to ball a fly. Yeah, cause it chose me, but that's part of the game plan, except the fee. Base is loaded, I'm up next. Ain't no timeouts when it's rough sex. She's pitching a no-hitter, and I know that I'm gon' get her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 a home run hitter, hitter. She love it when I'm all up in her, in her, in her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 I'm a home run hitter.
Hate that about, hate that about, why? Hate that about, hate that about.
Screaming in the cab, be the man. One back in the dugout, ready to get dug out. Acting all nasty, licking, sticking the tongue out. Yeah, she say she won't switch teams and break all the rules and just play for me. Come on, yeah. Base is loaded, I'm up next. Ain't no timeouts when it's rough sex. She pitching a no-hitter and I know that I'm gon' get her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 a home run hitter, hitter. She love it when I'm all up in her, in her, in her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 I'm a home run hitter. Base is loaded, I'm up next. Ain't no timeouts when it's rough sex. She pitching a no-hitter and I know that I'm gon' get her. I'm a home run hitter, 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 a home run hitter, hitter. She love it when I'm all up in her, in her. I'm a home run hitter, hitter, hitter. I'm a home run hitter.
All right. Welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, home run hitter. That was Mr. Caviar. Y'all might know him. He is not only a producer, but he is Grammy award-winning producer, that is. Shout out to Caviar, West Coast, you know, I tell you, he got it popping on the East Coast, everywhere. But with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show one of our new segment hosts. I'm excited, Miss Stephanie, known as Kitty's Candies, Kitty LaRue. And let's talk with Kitty LaRue right now. So welcome to the Nikki Rich Show Network.
Hi. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
How are you?
What's going on? I'm good.
Nothing much. We're excited to have you join in on the movement.
And I'm excited, too. I can't wait.
Yes. Now, to the listeners out there, we have tons of listeners right now. I tell you, my phone has been blowing up right now. The line's been going crazy. Now, tell us a little bit about Miss Stephanie.
Well, I'm a fashion stylist on the East Coast, personal shopper. I graduated from the Misa Hilton Fashion Academy and just trying to be that, you know, number one stylist. And I'm just so excited to join, you know, the Nikki Rich movement and, you know, getting ready to host my segment next week. And I already picked a topic, and it's called Just Because It Zips Doesn't Mean It Fits.
Okay. I like that. Just because it zips doesn't mean it fits. I know that's right.
Yes.
I love it. Now, tell us, how did you even get into fashion?
Well, I was tired of just being in the office and working a regular office job, and I always loved clothes and shopping. So I was laid off from my job, so I decided I needed to do something that I really, really enjoyed doing, and that was becoming a stylist. So I ended up joining the Misa Hilton Fashion Academy, and now today I'm a stylist, so I'm happy about my move.
Most definitely. And what's so amazing is I'm going to tell you, everything is so connected. It's like divine connections, because it's so amazing just to see that we have Misa Hilton on as one of our featured guests as well, and now one of her students is one of our hosts. That is truly amazing.
Yes, that's great. She's the best. She is the best. I really love her. I'm so grateful for her.
And she has so much talent. I know it's amazing, too, not only to talk with you, but we've had several fashion stylists from the Misa Hilton Academy to even reach out to me to be interns. So, I mean,
oh,
I love
great.
It.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
It is. And I want to tell everybody, too, you're not just any stylist. You're a celebrity stylist. Let everybody know who you're currently working with right now.
I'm currently working with the second generation Wayans clan. The two I'm working with is Greg Wayans, and I'm also working with his sister, Summer Wayans. Hey, guys, I hope you're listening.
Yes. That is pretty amazing, and I tell you, I love the Wayans. I love the Wayans, I tell you.
Yeah, they're great.
I want to be a household name just like that, where you can just say Nikki Rich or just Nikki, like the Wayans, you know, everybody knows. And there's so much talent. And what I love about that family is that it's together. You know, they're working together like we talked prior. You can't do it alone.
Right.
You have to work together. And I love that.
Right.
You know, and positive.
Yes.
In a positive manner, as well.
Right.
You know, it's going to be hard, you know, when you have negativity to come at you. So, you know, you doing amazing things. You have amazing people in your corner, and you putting it on. And I know you got some upcoming events, too, that you're going to be rolling out as well. Can you let everybody know about that?
Well, I'll be in L.A. soon to style my two clients for the Hip Hop Awards, for the Female Hip Hop Awards. I'm working on trying to work on getting onto this new movie, a project. So I'm just, you know, trying to make my moves in the styling industry. That's basically it. Nothing too big, nothing just yet.
You know, we're going to have some fun when you come to L.A.
Yes, can't wait.
Yes, I know you have really just been putting it in with so much, and you have a great support system, a lot of people, a huge fan base, because I can put something up, you know, about you, and then it goes on, I know, at least 5 to 10 pages alone, I see. And that's amazing.
I'm grateful. Yes, I'm
now,
grateful and thankful for that.
Yeah, how do you manage to just maintain, you know, like you, I know people say, oh, you sound so happy, you sound so cheery, you know. How do you manage to maintain doing what you love, working with celebrities and everybody else? How do you manage to maintain?
Just staying focused and just know what your ultimate goal is and why do you. You know, why do you do this? Because actually it just makes me happy doing it. You know what I mean? I enjoy what I do. I enjoy working with people. And I, you know, any girl enjoys working with clothes and shoes and just shopping. Shopping is fun. So I just enjoy it. And you just got to remain, you know, humble and just grateful for everything, for every opportunity. Because, you know, 2 years ago, I never think that I would be in the place that I am now. So, you know, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm thankful for where I'm at.
And it truly is a blessing. And it's a blessing just to have all the hosts on the Nikki Rich Show. Like I said, we have now 9 hosts for 8 shows. And we're going to grow this network even larger. And we're branding one at a time. And we want everybody to succeed. Look, we have all these correspondents here.
Right.
it's so great. And you work with a lot of people already. You have a lot of events that you are part of, too, and it's even greater for our network.
Yeah.
Everybody is bringing something to the table.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything else you would like to share of what we can expect coming up with Let's Talk with Kitty LaRue?
Just be prepared for great tips on fashion and just a good time. I just want to have a good time on the radio, and I hope you guys call in with your questions if you need any help with, you know, styling tips, and just that's basically it.
Okay. Well, I just thank you so much. Now, in case anybody wanted to learn more and, you know, wanted to book you for anything, where could they go to?
Mm-hmm. Can look on my IG at for men, Style by Steve's Daughter, and also on my female is at Kitty's Candy, and that's KittysKandy, and I'm on Twitter at Steve's Daughter 1. And my I can't even think. I'm sorry, guys. My Facebook is Kitty LaRue, and also my website will be coming soon, and that's going to be called House of Kitty LaRue.
Amazing. And we just thank you for taking out the time to talk with us. Now, we also want you to know that we have our other segment hosts from our other days tune in right now, too. So I love that everybody can support one another. And I'm just grateful that you took out the time to come on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Much love to you. I'm excited. Next Tuesday, we will be talking with you at 9:15.
Yes.
So that's going to be
pretty hot. Yeah, so make sure you guys tune in.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And, you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. We end by saying God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You were just listening to Miss Stephanie Kitty LaRue. Let's Talk with Kitty LaRue on Tuesday night, 9:15. We want everybody to stay tuned in. Keep it locked to the hottest radio show on the planet. It's the Nicki Rich Show. We got Nicki Minaj, Pills and Postman.
But I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you. Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
I still love. love you and support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzy. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions. We're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions. We're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Welcome back to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Miss Nicki Minaj, Pills and Potions. I tell you, we be getting a lot of callers. Shout out to all the hosts, everybody that is a part of the Nicki Rich Show network. We are a network. We're producing shows. We're reaching heights and levels. We are global. We're not just here in the U.S. Also, just so you know, we're syndicated. We're syndicated on College Underground Radio. We're on TuneIn Radio. You can also check us out. This is 50.com. You can go to the iTunes podcast after the show and listen and download this episode. You can not only go there, you can go to the NickiRichShow.com, and we also have on our blogs, NickiRichShowLA.blogspot.com. You can check it out. We have so many avenues for you to get heard, and that's what it's all about, having that voice here at the Nicki Rich Show. We want to share and promote everyone here, but we also make sure that you have your business in order as well. I know anybody can reach out to you to be a part of the show, but we do thorough research here at the Nicki Rich Show just to ensure that we are bringing on, you know, people that who are not just, okay, here today and there tomorrow and everywhere and somewhere else. And we just ensure that you're also with the Nicki Rich Show network, you know, that it also benefits us as well. But I'm going to go to and take a quick break and play one of my favorite songs by The Dream. Nicki.
I miss you.
Been 2 whole years, 1 album later. Yeah, I got to take that red congratulations. Heard you moved to Dallas, hope you're doing fine. Hope this LP didn't catch you at the wrong time. If I say I didn't miss you, girl, I would be lying. To you I never lied, never would I try. And I always thought that you would end up on my side. But I ain't gonna repeat what I did that time. Showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up where I'm at. Keep calling me, keep calling me, keep calling me, come back. You fucking with, you fucking with, you fucking with my house. Me and my new girl were cool, but now I'm having doubts. And it's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. Shorty, we were the greatest in the midst of all the haters. Then you switched it all up on me. You used to be my homie. You said you played the role, and then you went cold. This love we had that was new suddenly grew old. Girl, I thought you had my back. Why are you treating me like this? Can't believe my side chick running around talking shit. Said you understood me. Wonder what it could be. Used to say I love you. Now I'm screaming fuck you. You showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up where I'm at. Keep calling me, keep calling me, keep calling me, come back. You fucking with, you fucking with, you fucking with my house. Me and my new girl were cool, but now I'm having doubts. And it's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. Girl, it's all because of you. Hold up, it's all because of you. It's all because of you. Even though I said we're through.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. It's all because of Nikki. You know, I like that because it is all because of Nikki. Here at the Nikki Rich Show, we getting it in. New host, new segment. We got a chance to talk with our first half of the show with 12-year-old scholar Anthony Gill, and it was amazing interview. We got a chance to talk with new radio host, Miss Nicole, Empress Nicole, Empress Nick, as well as we talked with Miss Sawyer Block. You just heard Miss Stephanie of Let's Talk with Kitty LaRue. And now we have our new segment host, our last set of hosts coming on just right now. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to bring them in. So y'all stay tuned. We're not going to be long, but we're going to bring in our new segment host, Rhythmic Wednesdays with Shawty Red and Miss Simone. So we're going to be talking with them in just a second. So stay tuned because it's no diggy, no doubt.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, face to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, that dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, push the fat rise, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
Hey, no diggity, no doubt, it's the Nikki Rich Show live here. blogtalkradio.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. Call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. That was Black Street. Now, speaking of Black Street, if you missed that exclusive interview with Chauncey Black on The Nikki Rich Show, you can always go and download it on iTunes Podcast. Then you can go to thenikkirichshow.com. Well, with no further ado, I'd like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show our new radio host on Wednesday night, the one and only Miss Shawty Red and Angel Amore. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, Shawty.
Hey,
Angel. How's
Shawty
hey.
Red.
Take the Hey, welcome. We're excited to have you ladies join this movement. I tell you, we have really been just connecting, meeting, and I tell you, I've been watching your movement, and I love what you do, and we just say welcome here tonight.
Thank you so much. We appreciate this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
We've been waiting.
And I tell you, you have so much talent. You have so much talent. We started off with just talking along with your photography. And not only now, photography, radio hosts, and PRs, and so forth. It's so much.
Yes, it's a lot.
Now, if you could, you know, one by one, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're based out of.
I'm based out of California. This is Shawty Red. I'm 22 years old. As you said, I do photography. I'm also now entering the radio world, and I'm just excited. I can't wait to start.
Okay, Angel, Amor.
Yes, yes, it's Angel Amor. I am a publicist and a writer. I also did photography, worked as a makeup artist, and do special events coordinating. But I love radio, so here we are.
Most definitely, and I love it because we're all, you know, here for a purpose. We're all connected because, like you said, it's something that you always wanted to do, and you were doing, and I love that you're still doing it now. You being consistent, you're staying with the plan, and that's what it's
Most
all
definitely.
About.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what it's all
definitely.
About.
We're
now,
just glad that you're giving us this opportunity.
Most definitely. Now, tell us a little bit about Rhythmic Wednesdays. Yay!
Rhythmic Wednesday started out as a blog. I definitely support up-and-coming talent as well as the Main Street talent, but it's a way for me to sit down and connect with them and talk to them about what they're working on, what their goals are, and just get a feel for what they're doing and where they're at and share it with everybody else who's interested in that.
And it's great that you can move forward with not only a blog, with your radio show, and you have clients, you have artists that you're working with, so this would be a great benefit for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It'll be a great opportunity for everyone just to build, to grow, and to keep going
mm-hmm.
with their movements.
It is. It is. Now, what else can we expect coming out of Rhythmic Wednesdays?
Shawty, you want to answer that?
I think we're going to be going over not only just music artists, but actors and actresses as well, because I am interested in that. I'm also a part of the acting world, so I feel like we're going to touch bases with both sides of the industry, whether it's music or whether it's film.
And it's great that we have many actresses and actors on the show, as well as directors, film directors, and the Nikki Rich Show Network is now moving forward into film, and we're filming starting September on a major project. So it's great that you guys, you know, can be a part of the team, and we're still doing every single thing that y'all are working on.
Yes, that's
it.
A great opportunity.
Yes, it is. Now, with Rhythmic Wednesdays, I know a lot of people are going to be calling in and, you know, and everything, and you've been doing this, like you say, as a blog now. How do you manage to, you know, just maintain keeping the negativity out of what you do? Because sometimes, you know, negativity can, you know, we can encounter negativity. Now,
right.
What are you doing, or what can you do to maintain, you know, just releasing it and not dealing with it?
Well, I've been through so many situations in my life. It's like I built up an immunity towards it. The negativity, like, it just can't even touch me. So
mm-hmm.
I just keep with the positivity, stay with the people who are nothing but positive vibes. They have integrity. They're honest about what they're doing and what their intentions are, and we just move that way.
Yeah, and I ask this question because sometimes, you know, when we're working, because this is – not only our work, but we also we enjoy it, but it's also our work, you know. So I ask that because sometimes it, things like that do happen, especially when you're blogging and you're on social media, you might encounter that. And, you know,
right.
that's things that might happen. So,
yeah,
you know, those things. Now, Shawty Red, is there anything you would like to share, any motivational words to anybody out there, that anything you would like to share with the listeners?
I just want to say just stay positive, strive for whatever you want to do in life, and just keep moving forward. I mean, if I can do it, they can do it, and I just believe that if you stay positive, keep striving, you'll make whatever of your dreams that you want to do in life. And that's it.
And that is so true. That is so true. And Angel Moore, and what about
yes.
you? Anything you would like to share? Because I tell you, it's, you know I got a chance to just talk with you, and I love that you, it's like you had something inside of you saying, okay, move forward, and I love that you
right.
moved forward, and you didn't
yeah.
stop, and we're here today because, you know, like, it's some challenges that can arise, or people might be with you, and, you know, and, you
oh,
know,
definitely.
Not be a part of the journey yet, because it's
right.
your time right now. It's your time.
Right.
But I love that you, you know, you got the urge and you say, this is something I want to do, because you've been doing it already, you know, but you moved forward. You took that step of faith, that leap of faith, and you did it today, and we're here, and I love that. It's real.
I have a tattoo on my wrist that says stay in pursuit, and that means stay in pursuit of whatever it is that I want to do and I plan on doing, no matter what, I will do it. And that's my daily reminder to just keep going. So whether it's a negative person trying to come against it or plans don't go the way I think they will, no matter what, I know that I will keep going. I will stay in pursuit until I get to where I plan on being.
And that reminds me of myself, because you said, I'm going to do this, and you did it. And I just love it. And you brought another person along with you, which is amazing. And y'all both are on one accord, so that is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was
yeah.
only right to bring her on with me. I mean, I've known her for over 10 years. That's my girl, so I had to.
And that is great when you can do it with your friends.
Right.
And just keep it going. That is awesome. Now, once again, is there anything you would like to tell the people out there? Anything?
Shawty, you want to talk to the people?
I mean, tune in on Wednesdays. We're going to be live. Be on the lookout for Rhythmic Wednesdays.
Rhythmic Wednesdays, yes, at 5:45. Y'all got to check it out. It's going down. Yes, we're excited about it. And also, in case they wanted to follow you guys, where could they follow you at?
They can follow me at Shawty Red on Instagram or Twitter. That is with 5 Y's. Yes, I know it's long, but at Shawty Red at Instagram.com.
And so follow
yes.
me, Angel Amore. I am Angel Amore on both Instagram and Twitter.
All right. Well, I tell you, I just see big things. Shout out to all the listeners that's rocking with us. I see one of our segment hosts, Ms. Sakia Hampton, the Ms. Hampton, is tuned in. Thank you for supporting all the other hosts as well. And everybody that's tuned in, and we just thank you, ladies, for taking out the time to talk with us, and we're all going to just grow, we're going to expand, we're going to build, and we're going to hit those red carpets hard.
Right?
Right.
I'm excited. I tell you, I got a chance to meet up with you the other day, and it was just a great meeting. We literally talked for like 4 hours.
It was
yes,
more like
six. 6 hours.
Oh, 6 hours. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was like six, but it didn't even feel like it. So that's a good thing.
I know, and it was just great, and just the meeting of the minds. It was awesome. But I just thank you, you know, ladies, for just taking out the time to come and talk with the people and be a part of the network.
No problem.
And thanks again for the opportunity. We definitely appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And just so you know, I want you ladies to know that you did it today. Yay.
Thank you.
Yay, we working. Thank you so much, ladies.
No problem.
Much love to you. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all the listeners, everybody that's tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show Network. And we are a great and strong network. We have an amazing team behind us. We have amazing hosts. And I want you guys to get to know our hosts. They are awesome. So we're going to be pushing the movement, pushing everything, their brands, and what's to come. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, at Miss Nikki Rich. You can also go to Nikki Rich Show LA as well on Twitter and Instagram. Log on to the official website, which is thenikkirichshow.com. And we're going to wind things down here tonight. We got 9 minutes left, but I want to end, and I want to end with Ray J, One Wish. And much love to everybody. Thank you for rocking it out here this Tuesday night with the Nikki Rich Show.
Damn, baby, I just don't understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart, I gave you my soul, I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room, cause your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your favorite excuse. Growing up I was a fool. And I can't lie, I'm missing you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. It's my wish list. I will create a heart changer. I'll take your lamp and lead us. But I don't need a lot of wishes, cause I'll be okay if I get one. If I had one wish, wish to be best friends. Love will never end. It would just begin. If I had one wish, you would be my boo. Promise to love you. Trust me, I'll trust you. If I had one wish, we would run away. Make you love all day. Have us a baby. If I had one wish, I'd make you my whole life. And you'd be my wife. Make it right this time. If I had one wish, 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 one wish. Is it the only way I can get you right back in? If so, then searching I'll go. Then I can have you for sure. Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. So girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling. It's make-believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I will create a heart-changing love. I'll take your sympathy and all the way love. We in-